the government operations meeting will be called to order.
The government operations committee is called to order. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congressman Potts? Congressman Maker? Congresswoman Pratt? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present. Declare we have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Whitehorn, please.
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your kind heart and your love for us. And Lord, just be with us throughout this committee meeting. Help us have productive work here at the table. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to go get my plug for that.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please look at the minutes from April 9th. Anybody know what happened to Ms. Tracy? She what?
Motion to approve the minutes of April 9th.
Motion's been made to approve the minutes of April 9th. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. I will say that yesterday, the assistant principal chief asked if he could have a record of the amendments, which actually are in to ONCA 19-12, and I've prepared for him a draft, or our clerk has prepared a draft of the committee report, which has the minutes made to date, as well as I've included a copy of the April 9th minutes for him, and we'll be providing this to him in his mailbox. He has a mailbox here, doesn't he? He doesn't? Okay. All right, well, let's send those in. Without objection, I'm sending these in our office to him at his request. This is a draft. As we've gone through the minutes, they've been put into a draft bill form. Maybe a little bit easier to read. 1912. So that would be minute. These are amendments that were made in previous meetings, and then yesterday there were some amendments made, and those appear in the minutes. So I'm just going to. Does anyone have any objection to me inter-officing this to him at his request?
No, as long as it's noticed as a draft, because we haven't approved those.
It is.
Okay.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 1907, an act to amend 19 ONC section 3101 at SEC and include new sections of law to clarify the laws intended to satisfy the constitutional mandates for the Congress to establish a merit-principled system of employment.
to authorize the Department of Human Resources of the Osage Nation to implement the system to include a grievance procedure and exhaustion prior to seeking review in the trial court. I'm the sponsor. I will turn the chairmanship over to Vice Chair Big Horse.
Okay, Madam Chair. This is your piece of legislation, and we've been working on it, so the floor is yours.
So, in the spirit of cooperation, I have met twice now with the Human Resources Director and also have reached out. I believe I've CC'd you on the emails that have been going out between us. One, which was to seek input on a definition that I'm going to propose today, which was the merit-based employment system, and then another definition, reached out to her and provided her a definition of merit principles for inclusion in the bill. She was here. I don't know what happened. Maybe we ran too long. And I was hoping to give her an opportunity to speak to the committee, but in the absence of her being here, and I do not have a written response, so I'm just going to make those amendments, propose those amendments, and I guess we'll go from there. So, yes.
Congressman?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I may have missed it, but what you're proposing right now, has she had these, and has she made input to these definitions? No, but she has had them.
I sent them to her, yes, via email.
Okay.
So, page 4, line 167, insert a new definition. Merit-based employment system means an organized scheme of principles and procedures that govern the Osage Nation relationship with its employees, including but not limited to wages and hours, benefits, promotion and furlough, protection from discrimination, the application of contract and dispute doctrines, and regulatory issues.
Second.
Now, the only thing I might, that we might want to add is separation. So I might insert, I mean, do you think dispute doctrines cover separation?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Point of order. I seconded, and I don't think you were finished with that motion, were you?
Oh, well, I can either make it two motions or one. I'll make this one as another one.
So are you going to withdraw that?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm just curious because I was premature on my second if she's going to withdraw and restate, because I think she was talking about making a correction to that.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay. I'll withdraw and restate.
Okay.
Merit, page 1, line 167, insert new definitions. Merit-based employment system means an organized scheme of principles and procedures that govern the Osage Nation relationship with its employees, including but not limited to wages and hours, benefits, promotion and furlough, protection from discrimination, the application of contract and dispute doctrines, separation, and regulatory issues. Merit principles means principles designed to ensure fair and open recruitment, advancement, and other employment practices free of political influence and not or non-merit factors.
Okay, we have a motion.
Is that, are you complete?
I'm done.
Second.
A second discussion?
Well, I think we've had a discussion several times, and Congresswoman Whitehorn rightfully reminds us that the task as dictated by the Constitution is to create a merit system, a system where merit principles apply. So, do you want me to read exactly what the Constitution says? Okay.
Sorry.
It is under
Article 6, Section 23, I think.
under the section relating to the legislative branch, so it is a legislative branch requirement, and it says, Section 23 says, merit-based employment system. The Osage Nation Congress shall establish a system under which the merit principle will govern employment of persons by the Osage Nation, excluding executive staff and other appointed positions serving at the will of the principal chief, serving at the will of the office of the principal chief as described in Article 7, Section 14. The Congress shall include within the merit principle system a grievance procedure which must be exhausted before seeking review in the trial court. The Congress shall establish laws that define and limit nepotism in tribal government and tribal enterprise board employment. So that's all under the merit-based employment system. That's the heading. So it seemed logical that we should define merit-based employment system and also merit principles. So that's my proposal to include this language into the bill.
Okay, we have a motion for a definition of merit-based employment system and a second. A discussion from the author, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Will you please, I know what's printed on this paper, you stated it in a different way. What was the addition to those?
After doctrines, I included the word separation.
Just doctrines have and or just?
Just comma, separation.
Okay. Which?
Comma and regulatory issues.
May I continue?
Yes.
Which means how the employee would leave employment of the nation. Is that what you're referring to by separation?
Right.
Okay.
If it came to the point where you had to, and I'm going to go beyond furlough, you're going to have to terminate employees, that would happen on the basis of, you would look at the merit of each employee's performance in order to determine if you've got to terminate people, that would be how you would decide how to terminate.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Congresswoman Pratt.
I just have a question for, when I was writing this down, it didn't, the line that you stated, can you repeat that? Because it didn't look like it lined up. So I was just checking. You said page, I actually wrote down that you said page 1, but I realized you mean page 4, line 167. So I'm just making sure, see what that says on the screen.
Yeah, it doesn't look to line up.
It's like in the middle of another sentence.
We didn't adopt a committee substitute to this, did we? No.
March 14th. This is weird. Because it lines up on mine. Maybe that's because I inserted it. Let's see. After merit. Okay, line 165.
Okay, Congresswoman Edwards.
So I have an amendment to insert, just Strike 167 and insert 165, line 165. It's an amendment to the amendment.
Okay, straighten me out just a little bit, Madam Clerk, where are we now?
We have an amendment to the amendment, which we're striking line 167 and inserting 165.
Okay. You've heard the motion and it was seconded. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes.
Okay, this is cleanup, page 5, line.
We haven't voted on the original amendment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. So the original amendment was the definition of the merit-based employment system, correct?
Correct.
Would you like to restate your amendment?
Yeah, that's one. Page 4, line 165, insert new definitions, merit-based employment system, that definition that includes separation and merit principles. That definition.
Okay, you've heard the new, or not new definition, you've heard the definition. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes.
The next.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
The next amendment is a cleanup that I'm wondering why my numbers, I guess because I inserted these definitions, my numbers got off. Page 5, 217. Okay.
What's your pleasure?
Let's talk about the next section, which is to add a new section. So
we're down to page 6, line 271.
Mm-hmm, but okay. It's actually going to be page 6, line 208. 211. Add a new section, merit-based employment system principles. Any official or employee, I need to add that. Implementing and administering this, the merit-based employment system shall adhere to the following principles. A, in order to achieve a high-quality workforce, recruitment, selection, and advancement for all merit positions shall be determined solely on the basis of relative ability, knowledge, and skills, period. B, all merit employees shall receive fair and equitable treatment in all aspects of personnel management, period. C, monetary and non-monetary, strike the word merit, recognition may be awarded to merited employees only on the basis of excellence in performance of their job duties and responsibilities. D, all employees shall maintain high standards of integrity, conduct, and concern for the people they serve. And E, merited employees shall be retained, promoted, and separated only on the adequacy of their performance of job duties and responsibilities set out in a written job description on file with the Human Resources Department. So in my, okay, that's it.
Okay, we have an added new section, page 6, line 211. You heard the author. second? Discussion?
So in speaking with the Human Resources Director and the Assistant Principal Chief several times, he talks about wanting to have merit principles included in the law. So, matter of fact, he handed out some merit principles at one point. So I've taken his suggestion, and then in discussion with her, some of the things that she pointed out, and have crafted some of the merit principles. I don't think this is exhaustive, and maybe it should say something about that, but they wanted something in here. At least I know the principal, assistant principal chief has talked about it several times, so this was my stab at creating the principles, or expanding on the principles. In the email I sent you this morning, there were principles stated that the federal government follows in their merit system. So this incorporates some of those ideas as well. Happy to have any other input on changes or additions, deletions.
I also visited with Ms. Tiffany about what her plans were, you know, as far as this piece of legislation. And I thought she told me that she had a set of 9 employment system principles. I think that your definition is close to what she's looking for. But I don't know that we have all of the employment system principles that she was looking for.
Well, this is a start, and I'm willing and happy to send another email out that says, here's our start, what you got?
Any, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes, I just have a question about this amendment, the Section E, merited employees shall be retained, promoted, and separated only on the adequacy of their performance of job duties and responsibilities set out in a written job description on file in the Human Resources Department. I'm concerned about that being limiting. I think that a person should only be separated if they are not performing their job duties correctly. But what about in the instances of grant funds go away, the funding's not available this year? Where does that leave us if that language is amended into the law at this point? It's just a very curious question. Because it said separated, because of the word only, on the adequacy of their performance and job duties and responsibilities.
Okay, I can strike the word only. So I will amend, and I have an amendment to the amendment, strike the word only in Section E.
I have a motion.
Or I could say, and we could also say accept as otherwise, or somehow indicate that well, I'm just trying to think. I know what she's saying. She's saying what happens when there's a failure of funding, a revenue failure. Isn't that a term we use? Except in instances of a revenue failure. I mean, I'm willing to work. Do you have any suggestions?
No, I don't. It just jumped off the page at me, and sometimes it takes me a while to think about what's best to be said there, and right now nothing's flying off the top of my head. I just, as far as being using the word only in the law.
I'm happy to strike that word. So that's my amendment to the amendment, is to strike only.
right?
Yes. I think that would work now that I'm, you know, reread it without the word.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Amendment to the amendment passes. So we're back on the amendment. Which was adding a new section, I guess.
Yes.
And did you say that was at line 2? I took a note. Was it 208 that you're adding that?
211.
211, excuse me. Okay. So,
okay, moving on, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
On this amendment, Section D, can you reference where maybe that language was, where did you get that language? All employees shall maintain high standards of integrity, conduct, and concern for the people they serve, which I think is great because I think all of our employees are in service of the Osage people and should do so.
It's part of the merit, the research on merit principles.
Principles, okay. I don't think I have any more questions about this amendment.
Any further questions? Seeing none, the amendment page 6, line 211, adding a new section. Roll call vote, please.
Chairman Big Horse?
No.
A question real quick. Page 6 to 11. Do you all see 211 on page 6?
Page 5. Sorry about that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't following. And can you the motion be repeated, please?
Page 5, line 211.
Well, I know that part now, but what's happening with page 5, line 211?
Add a new section. Merit-based employment system principles. Any official or employee implementing and administering this merit-based employment system, comma, shall adhere to the following principles, semicolon, A. In order to achieve a high-quality workforce, recruitment, selection, and advancement. I'm going to withdraw and restate. Page 5, line 211, add a new section. Merit-based employment system principles. Any official or employee implementing and administering the merit-based employment system, comma, shall adhere to the following principles, colon, A. In order to achieve a high-quality workforce, comma, recruitment, comma, selection, and advancement for all merit positions shall be determined solely on the basis of relative
ability, comma, knowledge, and skills, period. B, period. All merited employees shall receive fair and equitable treatment in all aspects of personnel management, period. C, period. Monetary and non-monetary recognition may be awarded to merited employees only on the basis of excellence in performance of their job duties and responsibilities, period. D, period. All employees shall maintain high standards of integrity, comma, conduct, and concern for the people they serve, period. E, period. Merited employees shall be retained, comma, promoted, and separated on an based on the adequacy of their performance and job duties and responsibilities set out in a written job description on file in the Human Resources Department, period.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Discussion. We've had some exhaustive discussion. You have any questions, Congresswoman Pratt?
Sorry, and I apologize for asking you to repeat it again, but I had just sat down to the table and didn't get to hear all of it, so.
No problem. Looked like there was.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Before I turn this back over to you, Congresswoman Edwards, I do want to state that I am going to contact Ms. Tiffany again to make sure that these, some of these look more like policy than they do employment principles. And I'm not knocking your work. I'm glad you're taking the effort to put this forward because we do need to get it going. I just want to make sure that we're getting everything that she needs. Because that conversation I had with her was about the federal government and their attempt, while I was a state legislator, in implementing the merit system and all the problems that they had. And she worked for the federal government, and she's well aware of it. She's trying to adapt a merit system to fit this nation. And I was just wanting to give her a chance to be a part of whatever principles she has.
I absolutely want her to do that. So I have one more amendment, page 10, line 424 to 459. Strike lines 424 to 459.
Okay, we have a motion to strike.
Striking all of the Employment Protection Council?
Yes. Section 3-113. We have a second.
Second for discussion.
Okay, we have a second.
Discussion. The law requires that there be a grievance procedure which must be exhausted before seeking review in the trial court. And in my discussions with Ms. Tracy, she indicated that she had this language was not acceptable about the Employment Protection Council. So, in deference and in the spirit of cooperation, I have taken it out, and I thought we would hear from her, and if you want to postpone at this point and hope that maybe this afternoon she's going to be able to come back, I'll call her again and see, and I will send her where we are. But that's the proposed amendment based on what I heard from them.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, it's my understanding, and admittedly, I've never worked under the conditions of this law, but it's my understanding that that this Employee Protection Council is targeted solely at performance reviews. If your review was not in the level, if you thought your review was not adequate for your performance, then you took it to the Employee Protection Council. Is that a correct understanding of this section of the law?
Well,
does anyone at the table know?
I don't think that this tracks what's in the law currently. This was my proposal to track it with merit. Now, what's in the law right now? Let's look, because I think we should. Dana, can you pull up the code?
It says right here in that. Sorry. An Employee Protection Council is hereby established to assist employees in resolving disputes concerning the merit recognition performance assessment process.
It's.
And I believe that's what
I think it's.
The existing law also does. Do you know?
I don't think it does, but we can look. 19ONC 3101. Now drop down. Thank you.
Can you find it bigger too? Do you have a copy of another copy of that? I wasn't given.
That's not supposed to be in here anymore.
1912. Yeah, the amendments that they're looking at. I wasn't given a copy.
Council will not preside over purpose of this council is to protect employees in disputes concerning the performance assessment process. Council will not preside over disputes regarding policies and procedures, which shall be addressed in the employee conflict resolution and grievance process. The council shall have the authority to provide an independent review of performance assessment upon formal request by the employee. Upon review, the council will make a recommendation to the designated team of managers within the appropriate branch of government regarding the reassessment of the employee's performance. Decision by the Employee Protection Council regarding performance assessment disputes shall constitute final administrative action on the dispute. The council shall be elected by written nomination and majority vote of Osage Nation employees. Council shall be comprised of 5 elected members from the employee base. The council shall consist of 3 non-management level employees and 2 management level employees. All of them vote. Terms are staggered for 3 years.
Looks like
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
It's like the language in this bill tracks that, but you're wanting to strike it, correct?
At the request of the Human Resources Department, as I understand it. I don't know if this is not, if they're not doing this. I don't know that we've elected a team of managers. I don't recall that we've done that. So. I think there might be a disconnect between, we need to hear from her more on it. I can't really speak fully to why that was recommended. Now, I'm not doing anything with nepotism, I guess.
We're discussing an amendment
Or do we get a motion?
We were discussing an amendment, but I didn't want to vote on it because I wanted to, we're, this is on the agenda again this afternoon.
Would you like to move?
So, move to postpone to...
Withdrawing your amendment?
No, I wasn't to leave it. Like we did the other day, but if you don't want me to. Is it more confusing if we don't vote on it? I just wanted them to be able to see it.
Personally, I think you should reassert it.
All right. I'll withdraw. And then I will move to postpone. This is on this afternoon's agenda too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Move to postpone to the call of the chair.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Well, I seem to be all over this agenda.
Really?
Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. I mean, I don't know where...
So moved.
The
second.
Housing people are. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Thank you.